Sometimes we gotta take things a little differently, and that's what this episode's about. How to do things differently, how to operate differently, and I'm gonna get to it right now. It's important to take different ideas because when you're stuck into one thing, it'll get you nowhere. And how to expand your mindset, the mental capacity of learning things is by, number one, learning things, being open-minded, not being willing to just be interested in only doing things that you're used to, but doing the things that you're new to, doing brand new things. And by doing brand new things, you have to be able to let go of that fear of missing out. Because a lot of people that tend to be stuck in things, they have that fear of missing out on the past when you've already did that multiple times, and so you should leave to improve on something else. I mean, that's the main aspect of you improving in life. Growth, right? Progression, right? Self-improvement, right? Because this is a self-improvement YouTube channel, and I would encourage you to grow. Even goes for me too, as the host of this podcast, I would have to grow in order to progress. Which leads me to my next thing is, when you're trying new different things, they'll become challenges. They might be risky, they might be scary, but the outcome will be better because it's better than not doing it at all. Yes, that may be just basic advice. People will always tell you, well, hey, take risks, hey, do this and that, but I'm going to use a real life example with you here. Take it, for instance, you have a high school graduate. His name is Big B. Big B decided to do content creation. He decided that he wants to do content creation, and as a trade, he wants to do welding. Well, he went to welding school already, for career school, of course, during high school. He also did content creation as a high school student. Now he's graduated, he decided that he doesn't want to go to college, but instead, he just wants to work for a company until he can get his stuff full time because he's doing welding and content creation. He has a content creation channel that talks about tools and how to do welding and everything. And he also has his business where he also welds and do construction for local homes and businesses around his hometown. And so his parents are telling him, go to college, so that you can have a secure job. Because that self-employment, all that business stuff is risky. But what they don't realize is that it's not a risk, but it could be an achievement or a sign that you're going a successful path. Because most of the time, for some people, maybe half of the time, you doing what you love doing or what you're passionate about doing will work out the most. And potentially here,
maybe pay the bills.
And so if it pays the bills, you just gotta go through those passionate drills. Ooh, got a good rhyme in there. But it's the truth though, man, or woman who's watching this video, audio episode, you have to be willing to take that risk. And one thing, if you notice about businesses and working at a job, they're both risky because we realize with COVID that jobs are not secure because you can easily get laid off because the business may not be making a lot of money. And then if the business still ain't making a lot of money, the company gets shut down or go to bankruptcy. And so that shows you there that your job, or if you're working a business, is both a risk. Just as well as going to college can be a risk too, because you can still get into debt. Because when you pay college tuition, if you're going to a four-year college, you're paying debt, unless you're going to community college, which shouldn't be that much. But like I say, you can be spending those 4 years learning things when you could already been spending them 4 years after high school, maybe building up your business, brand, maybe a career field you're interested in doing, because some people can already have a good skill set or a good business soft skill, as people may say in this modern era, which I believe in too, and I studied and researched and learned through high school as a freshman leading up to now, that can take you places. And so that's why it's good to be different and it's good to expand your different horizons, because you just don't know where it may lead you to. And with also doing different things and not following what everyone else is doing, is also that you will find people who will walk the same path as you. Now, I'm not saying here that every single person that's doing business, that's doing your career field, is legit, because there are some people who do these things and don't be consistent. They may do it illegally, they may do it the wrong way, But I don't be pessimistic here. But there are still some people that positively do it that does it the legal way, that doesn't try to get people's money, but actually loves doing what they're doing and knows what they're doing. Because when you're doing things, especially if you're being self-employed, because I'm really trying to kick that out there for y'all, because in this day and age, a lot of people, especially my age, are being self-employed through via YouTube or other things, maybe even selling Amazon books, which, hey,
check out my Amazon book,
because it's out now. It's called Do You Need Any Help? Self-improvement one-on-one advices. Click the link down below to go check it out. But resuming back to the video, people do things differently. And so, get back to the video here. A lot of people are self-employed, but a lot of people don't know how to be self-employed. And so you gotta know exactly what you're doing. Because if you don't have a plan, if you're not passionate about it, you don't have the financial resources or just the resources in general to generate user-generated content, then I don't know what you're doing. Or just a business in general, you need money, resources. But particularly with content creation, video, making videos, most of the time you don't really need money because you already got your phone, like what I got now, and just buy maybe a decent mic and that's it. But to get back to the video here, you have to know who you're networking with and know that the people that you hang with will not be the average people, but people that maybe are doing better than you or at the same level as you have that mindset to know they want to move forward. They have a passion. They have a plan. They're not doing it just to go through the motions. And that, my friend, is what you need. That's the group that you need. That's the clan that you need. That's the mindset that you need. A mindset with a passion, a plan, and a purpose. Because if you don't have that, I don't know where you're going at. I know one place where you can go at to learn more info. This YouTube channel called The Development Pod. Please make sure to like, share, and subscribe, and notification button so you can be updated when new videos come out. Because I'm really trying to help y'all grow and develop. As in the name, The Development Pod. So, keep doing what you're doing. Because you're going to go places if you keep that mindset. Because I'm here with you through each and every video I'm posting. Enjoy.